Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast today. I want us to jump into James chapter 1. We might stay here for a little while. I'll be starting a new series in James here at Sugar Hill Church in a couple of weeks. But today, I want us to talk about opportunity. Everybody I know wants opportunity to knock on our door. Well, James in chapter 1, beginning in verse 2, gives us a little different look at opportunity. Here's what the scriptures say. Dear brothers and sisters, by the way, James is big on that concept about brothers and sisters with the belief that as followers of Christ, we are to be a family. And then he goes on, he says, when troubles of any kind come your way, and right before that comma, when troubles of any kind come your way, James is making a pretty bold statement here that we all need to recognize trouble is coming our way. He doesn't say, as a believer, you know, you ought to be really shocked when troubles come your way. What he's really saying is you need to recognize junk's going to happen. We are sinful men and women living in a sinful world, and junk happens. So when troubles of any kind, and now if you take those two words, any kind, one of the things James is giving us a specific understanding on is that any kind of trouble we individually have, God does not rank it as lesser or greater. Now, I'm a believer that the scriptures teach us that God doesn't rank sin. Like, the scriptures are clear. Hey, if you're a murderer and you're a thief, you're both sinners. You know, if you're a glutton and you're an adulterer, well, you're both sinners. Well, I believe that's equally true when it comes to the challenges that happen in our life. If your challenge is finances, but another person's challenge is health, well, the fact is, it is an individual challenge to you, and it's a great challenge. And God recognizes your need and your desire to overcome and deal with your significant challenge. So he says, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it and here's the word, opportunity for great joy. This is when you think James is smoking a hymnal. I mean, seriously, I'm supposed to look at all these bad things as an opportunity for great joy. Now recognize Jesus isn't going, you know, all Tony Robbins on you saying, okay, just, you know, let flowers grow out of poo. What Jesus is saying to us is in this word through James is, hey, you're going to have to deal with junk. But every time you do that, you have an opportunity to discover great joy. The maturity of a follower of Jesus is pretty evident in how we respond to difficult situations. James says this in verse 2 by saying to all of us as followers of Christ, consider it a joy in whatever we're going through. And to consider it joy isn't to pretend that you're having fun in the middle of a difficult time. It's not, hey, wrap up and be fake and try to make people believe that you're just killing it, but rather it's base your joy on the promise of what God intends to do with that trouble, which is always to intentionally work it out for your good and His glory. He goes on to say, and I think this is so powerful in verse 3, for you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. This is going to come as a shock to many of you that know me, but back in high school, I was actually an athlete. And I owned the Gwinnett County, Georgia record in the 300 intermediate hurdles. And then, well, I got fat over the years. But at that moment, I could really get it done. But that was my junior year in high school. And I didn't train well following football season in preparation for the spring sport of track. And so at my first race at Winder Barrow High School in Georgia, I got in the blocks, I was overweight, and I had not prepared. And you know what happened? I got smoked. And all those folks that knew that I had beaten them a year before all looked at me like, man, he gave out of gas. I came out of the blocks in a hurry. I got about halfway, and I just ran out of gas. You know why? I didn't have any endurance. I had not taken the time to prepare my body. What James is saying here, that when we walk with Christ, every time that we have a problem, and it's going to happen, that when troubles of any kind come, consider it an opportunity, because Jesus is teaching us something through this. God, the Creator, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is doing something in our life, prepare us for something even greater. And don't miss the fact that trouble is an opportunity for great joy. You see, he is saying, I'm letting this happen in your life so that you might grow through it for your good and for God's glory. So today, make sure that you wrap yourself up with faith and endurance in recognizing the opportunities God has put before you and run with endurance. Friend, it's been a great day to share the word with you and can't wait for us to get back together tomorrow as we continue the weekday podcast. Please share these with your friends on social media and share them with folks as an encouragement. It would be thrilling and a blessing to us if you would do that. And then feel free to join us on Sundays at Sugar Hill Church. We gather together at 9:30 and 11, and you can also watch us live online. We stream live at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.